The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 18th. Today's word is malign, spelled M-A-L-I-G-N. Malign is a verb that means to utter injuriously misleading or false reports about, to speak evil of. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Nick Wingfield. I am a contrarian on the Apple Watch, which I believe has been unfairly maligned by tech pundits. I love mine, and I get pretty frustrated by a lot of Apple products. When a word's got mal, M-A-L, in it, it's no good. That prefix traces to the Latin word malus, which means bad, and it puts the negative vibes in both the verb and adjective forms of malign, from the Latin word malignus, meaning evil in nature, and a host of other English words. You can see it in malpractice, bad medical practice, and malady, a bad condition, such as a disease or illness, of the body or mind. A malefactor is someone guilty of bad deeds, and malice is a desire to cause injury, pain, or distress to another person. Other malformed words include malaise, malcontent, maladroit, malodorous, and malnourished. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.